Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has capability to overcome every challenge and spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. Lok Sabha to discuss issue of electoral reforms today, while Rajya Sabha to take up discussion on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. President Draupadi Murmu to confer handicrafts awards in New Delhi today to honour distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. India calls on Big Cat Range Nations to join International Big Cat Alliance to strengthen conservation efforts. Powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake strikes Japan's northeast coast. Tsunami advisories lifted. And in men's cricket, first T20 of the five-match series between India and South Africa to be played in Cuttack this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has the capability to overcome every challenge and the spirit of Vande Mataram embodies their strength. He said Vande Mataram is not just a song or a hymn, but a source of inspiration that awakens people towards their duties. He underscored that Vande Mataram is country's inspiration as people pursue the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said this during a discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875.
Vande Mataram is sirf geet ya bhav geet nahi. Ye hamare liye prerna hai. Rashtra ke prati कर्तव्यों के लिए हमें जकझोरने वाला काम है और इसलिए हमें निरंतर इसको करते रहना होगा हम आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना लेकर के चल रहे हैं इसको पूरा कर रहे हैं
Initiating the discussion, Mr. Modi said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave power and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement. The Prime Minister highlighted that the politics of the Muslim League opposing Vande Mataram took place in 1937. Mr. Modi criticized Congress for compromising on Vande Mataram. He alleged that Congress bowed to the Muslim League on the national song. The Prime Minister accused that Muhammad Ali Jinnah raised slogans against the Vande Mataram and the then Congress President Jawaharlal Nehru, instead of condemning Jinnah, started investigating Vande Mataram just 5 days after Jinnah's opposition.
Muhammad Ali Jinnah ne Lucknow se 15 October 1937 ko Vande Mataram ke virudh ka nara buland kiya. फिर कांग्रेस के तत्कालीन अध्यक्ष जवाहरलाल नेहरू को अपना सिंहासन डोलता दिखा बजाय कि नेहरू जी मुस्लिम लीग के आधारहीन बयानों को तगड़ा जवाब देते मुस्लिम लीग के बयानों की निंदा करते लेकिन उल्टा हुआ वो ऐसा क्यों कर रहे वो तो पूछा ही नहीं न जाना लेकिन उन्होंने वंदे मातरम की ही पड़ताल शुरू कर दी
Participating in the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Vande Mataram is a part of country's present, past and future. He said the national song gave strength to the freedom fighters to fight against the British rulers. Participating in the debate, Congress President Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said Vande Mataram is the soul of the country and every Indian feel proud while singing it. She said Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore recited Vande Mataram at a Congress session in 1896. She alleged that the debate on Vande Mataram has been held today to divert the attention from the core issues like unemployment and inflation. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav said Vande Mataram united people. He claimed that the emotion behind Vande Mataram was to reject communal politics. BJP MP Basuri Swaraj, IUML's E.T. Mohammad Bashir, Samajwadi Party's Ikra Chaudhary, Lovely Anand of JDU, BJP MP Sambit Patra, Kalyan Banerjee of the TMC were among those who participated in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said a total of 66 members participated in the debate. He said the entire nation watched how everyone in the House came together for a discussion on Vande Mataram till midnight. He expressed hope that such constructive discussions will keep being held in the House. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Today, Lok Sabha will discuss the issue of electoral reforms. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA Parliamentary Party, will hold a meeting at the JMC Balayogi Auditorium in the Parliament Library Building in New Delhi today. All NDA members of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been asked to be present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Handicrafts Awards in New Delhi today to honour distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh and Minister of State Pavitra Margarita will also attend the ceremony. We have a report.
As part of National Handicrafts Week, the Handicrafts Awards for the years 2023 and 2024 will be conferred today to honour outstanding master craft persons from across the country. The honours include the prestigious Shilp Guru Awards and the National Awards. In both years, 6 artisans will get the Shilp Guru Awards, while 18 craftspeople will receive the National Awards. The Shilp Guru Awards, instituted in 2002, represent the highest recognition in the handicraft sector and are given to artisans who have demonstrated exceptional skill, innovation and contribution to preserving India's craft traditions. The National Awards, established in 1965, acknowledge exemplary craftsmanship across diverse handicraft forms. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, has urged countries with big cat populations to join International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, to strengthen conservation efforts. Chairing a high-level interaction on collaborative initiative for big cat conservation under the IBCA New Delhi, he said, India is set to host the Global Big Cat Summit in New Delhi in 2026. Mr. Yadav invited all big cat range nations to collaborate, exchange conservation strategies and share best practices. He highlighted the ecological importance of big cats, including tigers, lions, snow leopards, cheetahs, leopards, pumas, and jaguars, calling them apex predators, vital to maintaining ecological balance and ecosystem health. The minister emphasized that conservation is an integral part of India's cultural and environmental ethos. The Minister of External Affairs will organize the 5th Atal Bihari Vajpayee Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today. In a statement, the ministry said that Teo Chee Hen, senior advisor to the Prime Minister of Singapore, will deliver the lecture on the theme Enduring Partnerships in a Changing World. The annual memorial lecture series is organized as a tribute to the towering statesman and visionary, former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, for his lifelong contributions to nation building and to shaping India's foreign policy as External Affairs Minister and Prime Minister. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India's TB incidence has declined by 21% between 2015 and 2024, nearly twice as fast as the global rate. Meeting members of Parliament from Rajasthan yesterday, Mr. Nadda noted that as per the World Health Organization's TB Report 2025, the country now records a 90% treatment success rate. He commended Rajasthan's achievements in expanding access to TB screening and treatment. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that IndiGo is solely responsible for the recent air crisis and has failed in its duties. Talking exclusively to DD News, Mr. Naidu said that IndiGo's mismanagement of its internal crew and pilot utilization is to be blamed for the recent disruptions and flight cancellations, not the flight duty time limitations, FDTL guidelines. Mr. Naidu informed that the situation will completely normalize from tomorrow.
I can confidently say you can travel by air. There won't be any problems. We will be thoroughly monitoring from our side. DGCA will also be very actively monitoring on the ground also. Not only to have proper operations, we want to have safe operations. Safety is of the utmost priority.
Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha has said that flight operations are almost back to normal, noting that IndiGo operated more than 1,800 flights yesterday, which is close to its usual schedule. Speaking to the media, he also emphasized that all other airlines, including Akasa, Air India Express and SpiceJet, have operated at full capacity.
Things are almost back to normal. Airlines been performing. In fact, the operations have been very, very smooth. IndiGo has flown more than 1,800 flights, which is almost normal. And all the other airlines like Akasa, Air India Express, Air India, SpiceJet, they have flown their full capacity. So things are getting back to normal, as I see.
In Kerala, polling has begun for the first phase of local body elections. We have more from a correspondent.
Polling for the local body elections began this morning in the seven southern districts of Kerala. All three major political trends, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF and CPM-led LDF, are actively contesting in all districts, while several minor alliances and independents are competing in smaller pockets. The first phase covers three corporations, 39 municipalities, 7 district panchayats, 75 block panchayats and 471 gram panchayats. Meanwhile, electioneering is underway in the 7 northern districts of Kerala, where polling is scheduled for Thursday. Smithy M. Pallurithi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
As part of this year's theme, Tamil Karkalam, the delegates of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 yesterday taught Tamil and engaged with the students of Bengali Tola Inter College in Varanasi, strengthening the bridge of language and culture between Tamil Nadu and Kashi. In the evening, cultural program was organized on the Namo Ghat for the visitors. The agricultural group, which has come as a fourth group, will visit the residence of famous Tamil poet Subramanya Bharti, located at Hanuman Ghat, at the nearby Shankar Mutt after taking a bath in the Ganga today. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Japan last night. Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake occurred about 80 kilometers off the coast of Aomori region. More than 20 people were injured. The quake has triggered a tsunami of up to 70 centimeters in the Pacific coastal communities, which have now been lifted. Authorities issued orders for evacuation of about 90,000 residents. Some bullet train services have been suspended along the northeastern coast. Nuclear plants carried out urgent checks. In men's cricket, a 5-match T20 series between hosts India and South Africa is set to begin today. The opening match will be played at the Barobatti Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha from 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Indian skipper Surya Kumar Yadav has confirmed that both Hardik Pandya and Shubman Gill are in readiness to make a comeback in the series after their bouts with injuries. In a video released by BCCI, Gill said that he's feeling much better now after the skill and fitness training.
I'm feeling much better. I think the day that I came here, from that day till today, I've had quite a bit of skill sessions and some training sessions. So I feel much better now.
India head into the T20 series on the back of a 2-1 win in the ODIs. In men's hockey, India and South Africa played a 2-2 draw in the second test match of the Tri-Series at the Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town, South Africa, last night. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. Government opposition spar in Lok Sabha over Vande Mataram leads the Hindu. Modi targets Nehru and Congress, says broke Vande Mataram in pieces, says the Asian Age. Government asks Beijing not to harass Indian nationals at Chinese airports, reports the Statesman. Hindustan Times, quoting the Ministry of External Affairs, says exercise discretion while travelling to China. IndiGo crisis serious matter, says Supreme Court. Delhi High Court agrees to hear plea on December 10th, says the Pioneer. On the Goa nightclub fire, the Indian Express rights owners escaped to Thailand, CBI to seek Interpol notice. And finally, one battle after another becomes Hollywood's favorite for Oscars with 9 Golden Globe nominations, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has the capability to overcome every challenge, and spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. Lok Sabha to discuss issue of electoral reforms today, while Rajya Sabha to take up discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. President Draupadi Murmu to confer handicrafts awards in New Delhi today to honour distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. India calls on Big Cat Range nations to join International Big Cat Alliance to strengthen conservation efforts. Powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake strikes Japan's northeast coast. Tsunami advisory is lifted. and in men's cricket first T20 of the five-match series between India and South Africa to be played in Cuttack this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.